Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jemiah. How could I help you?
Hello, yes. Yeah, I'm calling back. You guys charged me $60 and change. Okay, let me give you my name. My name is Charles Todaro. T-O-D-A-R-O.
Okay, sir.
Yes.
I would need your zip code first, sir.
Yeah, that's 33708.
Is your first and last name?
Charles, first name, Todaro's last name. T-O-D-A-R-O.
Give me just a moment.
Yeah. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm here, sir, as well. I'm waiting for the information to come up.
Okay.
Okay, can I get you to verify your mailing address for security purposes, please?
Yes, I'm 9185 46 Avenue North, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33708. Yeah, that's me.
Okay, so when I take a look at the account, it shows that you took a survey on the 18th. By taking
right.
that survey, it offered you a chance to win Dyson vacuum, iPad, tablet, different products. It explained in the terms and conditions is that you will be enrolled, in something called a meal app plan. And that's basically an app that helps to cut sugar and carb cravings, has different recipe guides. If you had continued and you entered for a chance to win, those terms and conditions were provided as well. So that's
okay,
what you're actually billed for.
So you guys charged me $60 and change, right?
For a meal app plan, which is a monthly subscription.
For
you entering, what are you?
So you guys
what are you
charge?
Asking?
You guys charge me for taking a survey? That's what you're saying?
We didn't charge you for taking a survey, no sir. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm explaining is when you took that survey, you had to read the information correctly because it explained that by accepting a chance to win one of those products, it was going to enroll you in the meal app plan, which was the app that I just explained. At that time.
The meal? Oh, meal. Oh, I didn't.
At that time, that's when they bill you the $59.89. And it is a monthly subscription. Now, we could have discounted it for $20 off if it's something you wanted to give a try.
No. I want to thoroughly cancel that. I got the wrong thing. I thought it was something to do with the vacuum cleaner. I saw the Tyson vacuum cleaner, and I thought it was like a trial deal. And you guys only supposed to charge me for shipping, which is supposed to be $6.99. No. Go ahead and cancel the whole thing. I'm not interested, totally. You guys, I don't know how I got stuck with this stuff. I have no idea. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, please cancel the whole thing. I want my refunds back.
Okay, so I can cancel it for you. I can see what refund options are available.
Yeah.
Give me just a moment.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's offering a 75% refund of that charge.
75%. What's the other 25%?
So, let me just state this. The charges are actually valid because legally we have to provide the terms and conditions. That's why I was stating that you have to read all of the information.
Well, maybe I missed
At
some
that time,
information.
right. So if you miss the information, it's nothing that we can really do concerning that, but we will assist you when it comes to some type of refund for it. It
Some
has
type.
been canceled.
Just give me the 75% recharge, and I don't want to know nothing with this thing. Okay, give me the 75%, whatever it is, and just cancel any additional subscription to anything. Okay.
And I have canceled it for you, sir. If you can give me just a moment, I'll put the
Yeah.
refund in and I can give you the cancellation number.
Yeah. So I don't see why I could not get 100% refund since I didn't receive nothing. I didn't get nothing, totally nothing, zero. Where are you in California? What city?
I'm not in California.
Oh, I thought it was California number. I show California number with A55, right?
Well,
What's
this is
the
a call
A55?
center.
Oh, out of where? What state?
That's just a customer service number, but the company itself is out of California.
Yeah, that's what I figured. But A55 is what state is A55? I mean, what city?
Sir, that is a customer service number.
Yeah.
The company itself is out of California.
Okay, so where's the A55 is what other location besides California?
It has different the call wherever whatever call center the call comes to. There's no specific. We give the city of the company, but the calls come to different areas.
Well, which area is
We don't give
A55? You don't give. That's
that.
beautiful. I like that. You don't give.
Wait, well, if you had let me finish, sir, I wasn't finished
Yeah.
speaking.
Okay.
What I was stating was, is that
Yeah.
the company is out of California. That 855 number that you're dialing, that's a customer support number. That call can go anywhere that services that company. That's what I was stating.
So what A55 is gotta be out of some state or city, right?
No, sir, that's a customer support number. You know how companies have 1-800 numbers, but people take
Yeah.
their calls. You don't know where they are, but that number is still the same regardless of where the call is being directed to.
There's no city or state which they use A55 area code. That's what you're saying?
I'm not aware of any.
Nice setup you guys got. I like that. Yeah, wow. I should have paid a little more attention because I don't know what the hell was I thinking.
So I have issued the refund of $44.92 will be credited to the account within 3 to 5 business days. Would you like the confirmation number?
Yes, please.
It's going to be C as in cancel 920
920
481
481
909.
909. Okay. So what's the 25% you guys getting for? What do you guys, I mean, what you guys charge me 25% for what? I did not receive nothing. So is what? That's how you guys make your money by retaining that money from the people? That's how you guys doing it? I don't know. That doesn't sound right. Yeah, and make sure you cancel for any future whatever you guys selling. I have no idea.
The number that I gave you, that is the cancellation number, verifying that you have been completely taken out of the system, sir.
Okay, good. All right. All right, I will I should get back my money back to the car, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, all right.
All right,
All right then.
Thank you for calling customer support.
I hope I have to call you back again because I will be over there physically by myself and take care of business. Bye.
Have a great day.